everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Women's History Month to each and every one of you. We're celebrating it today here on the show and started off with a professor of gender studies from the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. We've had a couple of my incredible female colleagues here at Civic Media, including the always amazing, well-known,
What's the queen of radio?
Yeah, the queen of radio, Jane Matner, yeah. And my colleague Melissa Kay followed Jane. And now it would only be appropriate to close out these 2 hours with my senior producer on this fine program, Jamie Martinson, who's been doing this for far longer than I have, starting at the tender young age of 19 years old in broadcast, a career spanning multiple states, both TV and radio. And Jamie, I just wanted to say this. Being able to work with someone to do this kind of work, which is unscripted, right? It's not like TV where you're going to read copy and there's a monitor. Sometimes there's some ad-libbing. This is incredibly extemporaneous. It requires a partnership amongst you and me and Cal on the board. It requires so much. And I just wanted to say thank you. It's really been an incredible pleasure to work with you and Cal these last couple of months and to benefit from all of your experience and incredible work ethic. So thank you very much, my friend.
Well, thank you. You make the job super fun. And I love that I basically toss you an idea and you're like, yes, let's try it. So yeah. I can always appreciate that as well.
Yeah, I'm not really a no person. It's like most of the time, right? If there's a way to yes, I mean, you're like, yeah, let's try that. Let's do something new. And that partnership, again, with you and Cal, as importantly, has been really a pleasure. I wanted to ask you specifically, you have been a working mom for a long time. Mm-hmm. You homeschooled your fabulous kids.
I still do. Yeah.
While working,
have
pulled this off. When I hear about everything that you've got going on, I think, why am I not doing more? What's it been like, especially in broadcast, right? There's this urgency because it's like we're going on air. It's a very jealous mistress, I like to put it, because it's always in your head. How have you balanced work and family and all of these different roles? And frankly, you got to go to work and then deal with all of us weird personality types floating around. It's a lot, let's just say. How do you manage all of it?
I've been very, very lucky, honestly. My husband is an engineer by nature and by trade as well. So he's been able to make sure I've had really great home studios over the course of time, too. So that's really, really helped. And really just having a network of people. I mean, when my boys were really, really young, both of my boys are very, very neurodivergent, which is why we chose to homeschool. One is on the spectrum, doing amazing things in Milwaukee at MATC, following mom and dad's footsteps in broadcasting. And our younger one is also, he's also very neurodivergent. He has a lot of anxiety, OCD. School was just never the right setting for them. So you do what you got to do, right? Mm-hmm. And some days, I'll be honest, some days I felt like super mom. And then there were other days we'd get to the end of the day and I'd be like, I really sucked today. Like I can say that about myself. Yeah. I sucked today. We didn't do as much school as we wanted. I didn't get as far as I wanted. And you know what? That's okay. Because at the end of the day, my kids were loved. They were being taken care of. We were doing what we needed to for them. And that was the most important thing. And Corey and I have had this conversation over the years because sometimes I think what would have happened had my plan originally worked out. My plan was to have a job, to be at home with them for, you know, 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. Once they get into school full time, go find a job again. And that was just not how it worked out for us. So I had to figure out a way to do what I do. Because being a stay-at-home mom, if you've been that route, it's tough. Financially, it can be financially tough. Mentally, it can be financially tough. It can be alienating. It can be isolating. And so you really have to try to find a balance. Was I always good at it? I'll be honest and say no. But most of the time, again, if my kids at the end of the day could giggle and laugh and give me a hug and we could forget anything that bad that happened that day, and I put bad in air quotes because it was usually worse for me, and I had more guilt than they even realized. But, you know, I look at them now at the age of 21 and 18, and my younger one will be graduating from high school this year, the older one from MATC in the spring. They're amazing humans. They're amazing humans. And I am so stinking proud of my boys. And yes. I know how far they've come, though, too.
As well you should be. I've gotten to meet your eldest and work with him a bit, and he's lovely and wonderful. Which
Thank
is
you.
No surprise, knowing both you and your husband, Corey. We've got just a wee bit over a minute left, Jamie. What, as someone who homeschooled, who was a working mom, who dealt with an industry, came up in an industry, frankly, pretty openly hostile to women, what's your mm-hmm. advice to women that may find themselves in a similar and sometimes overwhelming spot?
I'm going to start out by saying the same thing I said to you at the beginning. Don't color inside the line. That's honestly because sometimes you've got to figure out your own way. You've got to make your own path. And sometimes you have to be persistent. And I will always say, don't be annoyingly persistent, but persistent enough that they can't forget you're in the room. That's probably my biggest advice. Never color inside the line.
One of my great heroes, Jamie Martinson, echoing a great Milwaukee legend, Vel Phillips. She said this to women, once you get your seat at the table, don't ever get up. Folks, that's going to do it for me today. Happy Women's History Month. Please find a rock star boss woman that you know in your life that is getting it done, doing the juggling act, and tell her that she's awesome. We do not tell women this enough. Please say thank you. Tell her you love her. Tell her you appreciate what a badass she is. We all need to hear that. Thanks for listening. You got Dom Salvia coming up next. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for women.